morning. This is Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team at Prudential Now Realty, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We're here doing this show every Saturday morning right here on News Talk 870. As always, you can contact me, Lance Kenmore, anytime direct on my cell phone at 727-8977 or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. Once again, I always like to thank John for hosting and everybody here at the station for working to make this happen. John, how are you doing?
Doing very well.
Well, good. Well, it is hockey season around my house again. So we,
Home opener tonight.
You got it. Americans home opener. The kids have had hockey evaluations and tryouts. So it's that time of year. We're kind of exciting with all the high school sports and community going around and very busy. As always, we do know a busy man here with us in the studio. We have Mr. Scott Ridgway with Cobalt Mortgage. Scott, how are you? I'm sure just laying around not doing anything.
Holy mackerel, it's going crazy. We're wearing our shoes out like you wouldn't believe. It is an incredibly fun time right now, and I'm excited about all these fall sports coming up.
Yeah.
Because your kids are two little athletes.
It's a lot of fun. I mean, there are great, there are some great programs. I mean, shoot, we've got soccer and, you know, hockey. And
a couple of upcoming Americans there with your kids. They're big hockey players, right?
They love it. And then one of my buyer's agents, her son is the QB over at Pasco. So we're getting updates left and right. And then when they play Richland and I've got that old green and gold rivalry, it gets kind of heated around our office.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hook 'em horns.
I love it.
But anyway, we are here to talk about real estate. I know we all get sidetracked.
Real estate,
on
finance,
community.
What's going on?
Well, there's been a lot in the news. I'm sure people have read last weekend after the show, a big story came out in the Herald about construction in the Tri-Cities still booming. They referenced in the article, they had talked to a big developer, Bob Johnson, in our area, who I know. Kyle Lapierre was quoted in
Our own Kyle Lapierre from the show.
From the show. Yes. So you can't keep that man
They do a great job.
He's busy. So he was talking about some great developments coming up and what's going on. And then also Jeff Losey was in the article talking about building, who, talk about Jeff Losey, the parade. We made it.
Oh, yeah.
It was a busy, busy time. I'm sure everybody's got to see a lot of those phenomenal houses. So the parade's done, but building is still going crazy. I mean, the gist of the article was we're still tracking about between 15 to 20% ahead of last year. We had a huge summer. Building permits are way up. And so, like the article kind of alluded to, we've still got between, depending upon how you do the calculations, a 4 to 6 month supply of homes in the Tri-Cities, which is a healthy market. Mm-hmm. So we're very fortunate and very lucky with all this bad, negative national news media that you see. We're very fortunate that our market is still clicking along. And I tell you, that is a huge question that I'm running into all the time. So one reason we wanted to do this show today about strategies to sell your house in the fourth quarter and talk about those strategies is because of the questions that I'm getting on. We try to make the show as timely and as real as possible. And so we'll go over those questions. One more news item I wanted to just at least mention is I had seen that the city of Kennewick and city council, they were kicking around the term RV park was coming again. That unit has been spoken to a lot of mixed reviews. I remember last year we had one of the developers out at Southridge come on the show, very controversial show, had talked about everything from a housing development to an RV park. And so that was mentioned, over a year ago out there. And now one of the quotes I saw was somebody related to the council, I saw makes my skin crawl. That's one of the quotes. So there is mixed reviews to how that would work out there.
Well, I'd like to bring Kyle in on that one. That'd be a fun conversation. But you know, he's still cleaning out his truck from the parade. It's game on. I hope you're listening, Kyle, because you're doing a great job out there.
So there's a lot, but you know, I know I can see both sides of the situation. You've seen, they've talked about the water park out there. You've seen places like Silverwood, you know, with a water park, have an RV park across the street. Been there myself, even. So I've seen those business models around. And
when it's done right, it's phenomenally successful, but you also understand the concerns of the people that want to make make sure that it's done right.
Correct. And it is,
if it's not done right, it can really be a disaster.
And it is a major project. I don't know the exact name, but I've been seeing also, speaking of RV parks, you've been seeing construction along the bypass and 240 out there
right on that corner
for quite a while. They have put in a ton of infrastructure, moved a lot of dirt. This just isn't something you decide we're going to do and pave a few parking spots.
Well, you know,
out
it's
there.
Not bad for the Tri-Cities economy. When you look at the global economy and the national economy, there's a lot of people that are RVing because they're not maybe taking the vacations and the trips on the planes and things that they're used to. And so RVing is kind of becoming another little phenomenon
so
here.
It's going to be
retirement folks moving here because of the lifestyle and the weather.
But that brings a lot of money to Tri-Cities, so we want to look at that
too. So it's going to be very interesting to go over the different sides of it.
In fact,
it just popped into my head. It would be a fun debate.
Yeah. Let's go.
At some point, we should get maybe the developers in here, and I'm going to write down some notes right now and try to.
That would be a fun debate.
Really good. As things move forward, or it looks like things will move forward there, we will keep an eye on this real estate news and let people know how things will be coming to the community, maybe impacting your value, maybe not impacting your value.
Well, Tri-Cities, like we always talk about, it's an island. When you look at the national news regarding home values, home prices, different sales, new home starts, Tri-Cities is continuing to boom even in light of that stuff.
Well, and that's why, because of that, this is a huge time for us to get national attention. And so that's why we are going to, as the community, be looking at these developments, because the people that develop these properties on the national level with the banks, with big money, you know, big investments, they look at the reports, which communities are doing well, where should you purchase homes at? And as we start ranking closer and closer to the top of the list, more and more people are looking at us. So we have arrived on that scene in a big way, and so as always, we will keep an eye on it,
and we'll keep pushing for people to do business local, because that's when you do see, you know, other builders and other finance people come from out of town with these large big box type programs, and you've got people like Lance and myself at Cobalt Mortgage and Kyle Lapierre, all local people. So go ahead and give us a call and make sure that you're giving everybody here locally in the Tri-Cities an opportunity to do business with you.
That's exactly right. So number one today, why are we here with this show? People, because I go on the appointments, we get the calls at the office all day long. There are people that are moving right now, relocating to other states, relocating for jobs, and the number one question right now is, can I sell my home? I mean, because, you know, people are concerned, you know, they're concerned about the national media. Well, the answer is yes, absolutely you can right now in this market. We are still, like I talked about, in a stable supply. We, like always in any market, we do have to consider the big four, and that's one reason I wanted to go over those strategies today. And the big four is price, condition, location, and marketing. That's what we break it down to when we're looking at how can you get your house sold in the fourth quarter.
Right.
So people, we're looking at those market trends, we're looking at our sales, and then we're looking at where we need to be to get the house moved. So the first thing that we need to look at is, you know, who are you going to work with and how are you going to work with them? And number one is, we always stress the importance of being in a team environment, especially when you go into the fourth quarter and what's happening, because you are going to have holidays. You are going to have, you know, Thanksgiving breaks and Christmas breaks. People are going to need a team to help get things completed.
Right.
So they're not going to all be there. I mean, either the client's going to be traveling, we're going to be traveling. So you want to make sure that you're set up in a team environment. And that's what we've, you know, it's taken us a couple years to really develop this into a really strong, strong team. So how we're set up is, you know, we have somebody that specializes in listing and getting your home sold and evaluating it properly. And then I can tell you, we also have an internet and a web specialist. And so, because what happens is, it's crazy what's going into that right now. now.
Itself could be a full-time job. You could be on the computer 4 hours a day doing that.
Well, that's what concerns me, and that's why you need to look at a team environment. I'm very fortunate we have Karen working on that for us, and I must tell you, even with as much attention as we put into it, it's still difficult. It is not an easy job. Things are changing. Logarithms are changing. You put things in, and then they disappear. So you're exactly right. That in itself is a full-time job, knowing where to place things so that your home gets the most amount of looks.
And it's constant updating because the amount of hits and with all the search engines and all the different web pieces, the more activity you can show for those properties, the higher up they're going to be on lists and different bubbles and things that I'm learning with a lot of these Google searches and all these different searches that are out there is the positioning is so important, and that does take constant maintenance to make sure that they're up there.
Our radio station websites too. You got to be on top of it every day.
You're exactly right. So then another big thing for us, the reason we're doing all this is to generate a massive amount of calls, generate a lot of leads and a lot of inquiries about a property. Now, if those calls go unanswered, then it does no good. So you've got to think about that. I mean, everybody,
people that do all the follow-up
calls. Well, and everybody out there that's listening and working, I mean, most people know that most people generally get 1 day a week off. I mean, I think we can say that as a given, right?
I think that's fair. That's justifiable.
Okay, so
one day.
But what happens if, you know, that day you're off, the buyer that needs to see that home that's in from out of town inquires about that sign or inquires about that online? I mean, you could potentially miss that. Mm-hmm. Got to have a team. Got to have somebody that knows that property. So on that, we alternate our days off so that somebody is answering those inquiries on those alternate days. And in fact, we had somebody, I mean, we sold one of our own listings, one of the pick threes from last week, came from somebody that had inquired about that property. Their parents were in town. They really needed their parents to see it also. And then, I mean, we had that thing wrapped up and sold by Monday evening.
Wow.
And so, but that would not have happened. I can guarantee that would not have happened if we weren't operating in that team environment.
Right.
So now, and Scott, I know it works the same way with you. I know that it's not just you processing all the information. When I look at Cobalt and I look at the amount of paperwork required for you to complete that loan application, And I've seen how your handwriting is. I mean, you can't be completing all of that loan application by yourself.
We're all doctors when it comes to chicken scratch, aren't we?
Okay,
no,
yes.
You know, we have got such an incredible support staff with Holly and Wendy and Katie. There's just no way that Cobalt would operate the way that it does as efficiently as it does without them. And it all starts with the experience of like Lance and myself and the years of experience we have taking a look at the situation, being able to communicate what the different pieces of paperwork are that we're going to need so that at the very front end, we ensure that it goes smoothly through the rest of the process. But you're exactly right. You have to have other people that can do all of those processes and those mountains of paperwork because of compliance and all the guidelines and things to make it go smooth. So at the end of what I kind of call the car wash, it's exactly what you want it to look like at the end.
Well, it's just like building a house. If you build a house all by yourself, you're going to be out there forever.
It's
you have a plumber,
process.
Electrician, you have a framer, masonry, same.
Absolutely,
idea.
And Lance has got his team just dialed in so that that car wash does everything that you need it to do so that it comes out looking shiny and clean.
Folks, we've been talking about strategies you can use to sell your home in the fourth quarter. We've talked about the number one, the market. The market is moving. So number one, we've gone over you can still sell a home in the fourth quarter, especially
Absolutely.
In Tri-Cities. Number two, we've talked about working with a team. And I tell you what, after the break, we are going to discuss something with Scott Ridgway at Cobalt Mortgage. He brought in a little gift for me. He goes, Lance, there's an interest rate calculator here. He goes, but we used to hand these out last year. And he said, take a look at that and tell me what's wrong with that gift and thing we used to hand out to people and other agents. What's wrong with how we used to hand this out last year? Well, folks, I'll tell you what's wrong with it. It doesn't go below 5%. And so So now something that they were using last year, so people could calculate mortgage rates from 5 to, it says 13% on here. They can. I think he's giving them to me because they're no longer applicable.
They're obsolete. No, we've got new ones. New ones that are going to have to go lower. But who would have thought we would see interest rates below 5%?
So after the break, we'll be back with Scott Ridgway. He can talk a little bit about what's going on in lending and how we can use that to help us sell properties in the fourth quarter.
Right here on News Talk 870.
Folks, to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We've been talking about strategies to get your home sold in the fourth quarter. We spent a couple weeks talking about the parade of homes, talking about how buyer programs are out there. So after ignoring you sellers out there for a month, we are back with strategies to help you. We appreciate you hanging in there with us. We truly enjoyed having some of our special guests the last couple weeks, but we are kind of back to the nitty-gritty of real estate, and the big part of that is how can these buyers get money to buy these homes we need to sell? And so a huge part about that, we led in talking about Mr. Ridgway's out-of-date mortgage calculators because they did not they did not go below 5%. They didn't used to. So, Scott, what else is happening in lending? What are you seeing right now, and what do we need to know this week? I know it changes. I know it's changing daily right now, but what's going on this week that's important?
Well, I'll tell you, it's good to be back, and I'll tell you these calculators. We've got them going down to 4% now, and if they go any lower, we're going to have to order more.
Yeah, it's really crazy.
So, I'm going to talk a little bit about what's going on at Cobalt Mortgage and what's going on in the economy that is affecting interest rates. So what I've done is quantitative easing is something we've heard in the news a lot. The Fed's talking about it, and if that happens, it has a lot to do with more stimulus that could come in and pressure interest rates lower. Hard to believe, but I want to put a little bit of meat behind that.
So. Yeah, I mean, I was going to say, I heard something about the Fed and what they could do, and I thought to myself, what more can they do? But I guess you're going to tell us.
Right, well, this last week, and actually a couple weeks, we've had some information from the August 10th Fed statement. This is the quote from that statement that the economy and the stock markets have paid attention to. It said, quote, "The committee will continue to monitor the economic outlook and financial developments, and will employ its policy tools as necessary to promote economic recovery and price stability." Okay, that was August 10th. That was August 10th. So that's only a couple weeks ago. Now, in this last week's Fed statement, this line was replaced with the following, quote, "The committee will continue to monitor the economic outlook and financial developments and is prepared to provide additional accommodation," emphasis on accommodation, "if needed to support the economic recovery and to return inflation," emphasis, "over time to levels with that are consistent with its mandate." So what that means is the Fed clearly states they're ready to jump in with more quantitative easing if necessary. So in response to that, we've seen the U.S. dollar begin to move lower as more quantitative easing means the Fed is prepared to create dollars through Treasury purchases. So if you folks have been listening to the show over this last year, what you're learning is the U.S. dollar, the economy, and the bond market specifically is what moves interest rates. So what that's done is it's helped precious metals like gold and silver move higher. So you can see that they've been almost bumping up to $1,300 per troy ounce, which is almost a triple from about 5-6 years ago.
Yep.
And what that's also done is it's a hedge against a weaker U.S. dollar. So bonds, in response, have moved higher, and you could see a sustained rally in the bonds if the Fed starts another round of quantitative easing. What that means is if the federal government starts purchasing more bonds, more treasuries, that puts a demand on them. It increases the price, which lowers the yields on the bonds. And that is what the interest rates are most closely reflective of.
So they could go lower.
If those things start to occur, and if the economy isn't as strong as the administration is liking people to think it is, we could see interest rates go even lower. So to get back to what Lance is talking about this fall and these 4 points that he's making, coming up to price and condition that we're going to talk about next, now is the time to really focus in and listen to what Lance is saying. Get your properties ready if you're a seller. Get your finances ready. Get a call into me and be prepared. So if this occurs, you're ready to take advantage of one of the best purchasing opportunities in the real estate market ever.
Wow.
Well, and it's really counterintuitive for sellers because when the economy starts, just takes a bull run eventually and turns to be better, better, and better, yes, there might be more purchasers available, but in the Tri-Cities, we don't really have a lack of purchasers.
No, there's no lack.
So when this economy takes a bull run and starts running again, what's going to happen, and it's counterintuitive, is the interest rates are going to go back up.
Eventually, after that news.
So there may be more purchasers, but those same purchasers, when it comes to housing, will actually have less purchasing ability.
Yeah, less purchasing power, meaning that their income will not support as much of a house payment with higher interest rates because those payments will go up.
So regardless of what people are hearing in the national media and what's happening right now, we have this bubble here where we have the best of both worlds. We've got the price stability that we need for people to make a move. And we have the interest rates to make it really affordable. I mean, just this week, I always like to bring in a real-life scenario. One of my clients called me, and he goes, "Hey, Lance, we're thinking about refinancing. Not thinking about. We're going to refinance, and we need to, you know, and we need you to just give us a rough estimate of our house value so we can figure out to refinance." And I go, "Oh, great." And I go, "Well, how'd this all come about?" And he goes, "Well, we were talking to Scott. We were going to build a shop, and we were talking to Scott, and when I looked at everything," he goes, "well, if we went to a 15-year mortgage, our interest rate would be this, which is ridiculous with a capital R." And Scott,
we might need to add another R in front of the first R.
And Scott said to us, "Do you really need to build that shop, or do you just want to, or could you save for another 6 months and build it out of pocket?" And he said, I looked at him and said, "That's the rate I can get if I refinance to 15 now." And Scott's like, "Yeah." And he's like, "Forget the shop. I'll just tarp everything for 6 more months, refinance now from a 30 to a 15, and I think his payment went up by $200 a month.
It was really minimal.
And he saved himself 15 years of payments, and all he had to do was really save another 6 months to a year, and he said, "Yeah, I can afford to build that shop."
And that's where the tens to thousands of dollars of savings really are quantified.
And he said, "Look, you know, is that doing that shop now going to cost me, you know, $150,000 worth of interest, you know, or whatever?" It was a no-brainer. So that was a real-life scenario that happened this week. I mean, the guy called me and he's like, "Gosh, I went in thinking I was going to get a shop, and my wife and I came out and I, you know, and I'm refinancing to a 15. So he was a little displeased about not getting a shop right now. But I mean, overall, financially, 15 years of his life and payments, he was super excited.
He saved so much money. But you know what? That's what we do at Cobalt Mortgage. We're going to look at the situation and we're going to tell people not maybe what they want to hear, but we're going to tell them the truth on what their options are so they can make a very educated decision as to what's best for them.
And I mean, I've had that happen too. It wasn't just a one-time deal. I mean, I had this happen with like 2 or 3 clients, you know, that were shops or garages. One was a pool. So, I mean, it's just, you know about the pool. So it's just really a great time to be looking at that.
And folks, give us a call. Lance, where can they get a hold of you? Because you guys really need to be writing these numbers down and using them and telling your friends about them.
I mean, if you're driving, the best way to do is when you get in front of the web, go to kenmoreteam.com. That'll get you right to our numbers. Cell number is 727-8977, and you can click through to our sponsors on our links on our radio page. You can send us an email or just call me direct on my cell phone at 727-8977. Now, in the fall, another strategy, and I know it seems simple, and we've talked about this on previous radio shows, but you know, a lot of this stuff just comes down to remembering to do it and when to do it. But condition being one of our four major factors is a huge factor in the fall. Because what happens in the fall, plants start to die, leaves start to fall off of trees, you know, people are busy back at school. It can be that time of year where the condition and the curb appeal of a property can really start to falter a little bit. And it's, I believe that in the fourth quarter, it's never more important to really watch your condition, because it's going to stand out more so. I mean, in the summer, people are into it. They're mowing their lawns. They're thinking about it. You know, it's kind of set up on autopilot. And I know it's a pain. We have those big trees that drop the huge leaves. And, and I know it's a pain to keep up on that. But when you drive up to a block and there's a yard just covered with leaves, it hasn't been picked up and maintained, and you see the house for sale, and it has like this gleaming green, you know, grass in front of it, and there's not a leaf in sight. It just looks clean. It looks neat. People are going to gravitate towards that.
Exactly. You know, and Brent was saying last week that right now is a really good time to be fertilizing your lawn before those irrigation lines get turned off. So there's just another tip from last week to reiterate to keep that grass looking green.
You've only got a couple more weeks.
You do. You really only got about two more weeks, so it's perfect timing. Get a fall application on. Get it watered in the last couple times, and that's going to propel your lawn looking healthy and that deep green. You know, it's going to propel it into our fall months here, and that makes I can't say how important that is, because this time of year, condition is going to be huge, and it's going to be easier right now to get things repainted, to keep up with things prior to us going into that nasty weather that makes it hard.
Because you can't paint when the weather's in the 40s.
Exactly. And then
from experience.
You know. And so, you know, and it just long term, it doesn't last as much. I mean, you also have, it's going to get a little windier, and that's going to happen. And so keeping condition up right now just makes a big, big difference.
Well, when you go buy a car, are you going to buy the one that looks like it rolled off the showroom floor? Or are you going to buy the one with the dirty tires and wheels and the Fritos in the seat and the cracked paint?
You're exactly right. You're going to gravitate toward the clean, clean car. So as we round out our list here, condition is huge for the fall, one of the biggest factors. And then we always talk about price. We know price is a big one. And I tell you what, right now with appraisals and what's going on in the appraisal world, I will tell you that we have had more issues with scrutiny of appraisals in the last 4 months than we've had in the last 4 years combined.
And not only is it just the appraisers, but there's a lot of appraisals that are going up for review with the underwriters.
Well, that is a huge issue. In fact, we just had one, and it worked out good, but you've really got to know who your comparables are, who the appraiser is going to use, and whether a seller, I know it's tough to hear as a seller, tough to hear, but we got to tell it to you, is whether you think there is a comparable property or not to yours, there is one. You just might not like it. Mm-hmm. And so we've got to know what the adjustments are, know what the discrepancies are the appraisers can use, and as agents, match up our data to that as close as possible. Mm-hmm. So that when an appraisal review comes in, we have the ammunition that we need to back that up, and we can feel as safe as we possibly can so that when that appraisal goes through review, that we're still going to make it. And so what this is also doing is this is delaying transactions, which makes it very difficult on sellers and difficult on buyers too.
Well, we've talked about that too, that buyers, if it drags on and on and on and on,
A lot of times they have to pay another month's rent because they might not have to pay another month's rent. They might not have a place to live because they gave notice that they're moving out on the 30th.
Or maybe they'll walk away from it.
Vice versa for a seller. A seller, you know, contractually tries to meet a deadline of moving out of a place because the buyer's going to move in, you know, 2 or 3 days from closing. The underwriter doing the loan calls for an appraisal field review, and they have the rights to do that. You could be 2 or 3 days from documents, and they say, you know what, we're going to do a field review of this appraiser, meaning another appraiser has to go out and verify the data is accurate. It's another layer of like fraud protection to make sure that we're not getting inflated appraisals. Well, that could delay a transaction up to 2 weeks. A seller's already moved out, but they have to maintain the property.
Wow.
There's a lot more involved right now with what's going on than there has been in the last 4 years. So we really are having to be vigilant of these changes, make sure our customers know about them, and good, bad, or indifferent. Unfortunately, some more bad that I think than indifferent. I don't like to see buyers or sellers, either of them, in that position.
Now, that's one of our biggest pet peeves.
And so, yeah. Good, bad, or indifferent, like I say, more bad than indifferent, you know, we just have to communicate that to our buyers and sellers and find a mutually acceptable solution.
And that's why it pays to go with you, because you've got a team and you guys are prepared for these.
Well, we're experiencing it right now, but yeah. Based upon the volume that we're doing, we have the experience to know what to expect, and to the best of our ability, we can help our clients go through that.
The team concept that you were talking about earlier is just so critical, because there are so many different situations, and we've been doing this for so many years that there rarely are situations that we haven't seen before. So getting back to what we were talking about, preparing the client for their situation up front so that we don't have surprises. That's something, like I was saying, you know, the big pet peeve we have at Cobalt Mortgage is if something's not looking like it's going to close on time, somebody hasn't told somebody information that they need to have, and they needed to have that information far earlier in the process. Mm-hmm. So we really try to focus on what is the situation, what do we need to be paying attention to, communicating with the real estate agent, are we going to have any issues with the property, is there any earth to wood contact that needs to be corrected up front, is there any chipping paint or peeling paint, what are the issues that we need to be aware of so that we can be proactively communicating, so that when the appraiser goes out to do that appraisal, all those things have been taken care of in advance.
No curveball.
So that we don't have anything that could potentially slow down the transaction when you have closing dates, when you have lock expiration deadlines, and then plan on a curveball. If you plan on a curveball and it never comes, then that is that much further at being a proactive position to make sure it closes smoothly, on time, and it's a happy, happy story that they get to tell all their friends about.
That's exactly right, and we realize it is a stressful, stressful time. Uprooting, moving, not knowing where your documents are, not having a place to call your own house, it's very stressful. So we try to ease as much of that as we possibly can and know what to do when the situation arises. Once again, Scott, We have two pages of notes left that we did not get to. Just a great show. I appreciate you bringing on that information. We are going to talk again next week, because things are changing so much right now. We have something to talk about every week that is usually brand new or different.
So. We're just bringing real life situations to the air and sharing it with everybody in the community. That's what we do.
Well, we sure appreciate it. We appreciate everybody's support, all the listeners that we saw at the Parade of Homes that mentioned they had heard us. Everybody, all family, friends, and community that's listening to the show, thanks again for helping make it a success, and we will see you again next week
right here on the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update on News Talk 870, and don't forget the podcasting at kenmoreteam.com.